AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE live and local. We are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Bobby Thompson, and to talk about the Flint Hills Gravel Ride and Run, which is coming up in early April, and an event that is ever expanding. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Glad for joining us here today. How have your plans here for Flint Hills Gravel been affected maybe by the weather that we've seen over the last month, or has there really been any impact on the planning as opposed to maybe just the riding conditions here for January?
Well, I think I've got to do more planning because of the weather. It's hard to get outside and do the riding myself, so I might as well stay inside and do some planning for the event. So, no, everything's going great.
All right, and what about sign-ups? Your number's looking good right now?
Yeah, we're trending ahead of last year. I mean, we have the same cap. The athlete cap that I have every year is 750 riders. That's almost equal to the population of America, so I figure that's enough people to bring to town every year. We are just went over 400 last week, so yeah, we're trending ahead for the year.
This is probably a good time to talk a little bit about what's going to be coming here for Flint Hills Gravel and what may be adjusted a little bit from either last year or years past.
Yeah, we have added, what I'm trying to do this year is focus on adding more of the early morning things for people, more of the casual athlete, whether it's the 5K, the 10K, or this year, we're really focusing on the family fun ride that is going to be sponsored by our friends at Team Snack to bring some awareness to type 1 diabetes. And basically, anyone under the age of 18 who wants to do a four-mile bike ride, you can choose either four or six, can ride for free. And then their parents can ride with them for just a low fee of, I think, like $15. But The kids can ride for free, and they are treated just like every other athlete, even though it's a four-mile ride. They get the T-shirt, they get the bib plate, they get the finishing prize. It's a lot of fun. We started it last year. I didn't market it too much last year. I think we had like 15 kids ride, and it was a lot of fun watching them come across the line with their parents. So this year we're going to push a little bit harder and have some fun with it.
And talking with Bobby Thompson, Flint Hills Gravel Ride and Run. Well, let's talk about the many options. First, talk about the run, and then talk about your ride lengths that you have planned.
Sure. I brought in the runs 3 years ago, I think, because quite honestly, my daughters could care less about bicycles. They love to run. So I wanted to do something to get them there and get their there. So we have it's actually a 6K run, and then we have a 10K run, and then we have a half marathon distance. The half marathon is actually probably been the most popular because you get out into the Flint Hills just a little bit more. It's hard to get too far into the Flint Hills on the 4K. So I'm sorry, on the 6K, which is 4 miles, but the half marathon gets you out there quite a ways. And I think people are surprised once they get out there how beautiful it is that early morning, which the runs start at 9 o'clock, so you can still have time for your morning coffee and kind of maybe take your time getting around in the morning and then get to America's and have a good run or walk.
And you mentioned here about, you know, kind of the emphasis here on the kids. Just looping back to that point, how important is it for you to see kids not only enjoying themselves when they're out cycling, but you know, maybe developing a lifelong passion of theirs at the same time?
That's why I'm doing this part of it. You know, I rode bikes when I was a kid, looking back, and it wasn't even a big deal. It's not like you thought, oh, yeah, I'm riding bikes. You just hopped on a bike and said what you did. And then, of course, once I turned 16 and got my driver's license, I kind of forgot bikes existed until I was 37 years old. And it was time to get off the couch and get some health back with me. And so, you know, I lost 20 good years of exploring out there. And I think it's important to keep that aspect alive and keep the passion alive. And hopefully this will at least extend that a little bit further through college and into life.
All right, Bobby, what about the ride options, your lengths and your routes out there?
Yeah, so we split after feedback from the first few years and looking around and seeing some locals who I'm friends with not signing up, I kind of reevaluated things, and the 30-mile ride, we split it, and now we have a 20 and a 40. Some people just, 30 miles is a long way for a lot of people, and so we have a 20-mile entry ride, we have a 40-mile ride, and then you can step up, and we have the 80-mile ride and the 120-mile ride, which is still a favorite, because the 120, there's no maps given out. You have no idea where you're going, no clue what direction you're even leaving America's in. You show up, and I walk up to you and say, all right, head west, here's your card. And on the card is a list of instructions. Turn left at road 180, turn right at road A, turn left at road. And that's all you do all day long for 120 miles. And about halfway through the day, you figure out, oh, no, I'm up by County Grove, or oh, my, I'm down by Cottonwood Falls. Or so it's a lot of fun. Until you realize what direction the wind's blowing, and then you can have some choice words for me. But the one is it's a lot of fun for me, and that route changes every single year, so it's always a surprise.
Speaking of that, are you willing to say what adjustments in the route you may be planning or have already got set up at this point in time, or is that is that coming closer to the date itself?
You know, it's always fun to drag that out as long as I can.
Okay.
For promotional purposes, but also just the fun of making people guess. I will say that the 20-mile ride is a nice, fairly flat ride on perfect gravel roads that even if we got a rainfall the night before, the 20-mile ride would be a very solid road. You'd get some spray on you, of course, and stuff, but very rideable, and it's a great little 20-mile route. So I'll be glad to say that.
Well, yeah, the big event itself is Saturday, April the 12th, but it looks like you have activities, even some things starting Saturday, April 5th. Kind of take us through the schedule of everything going on, Bobby.
Yeah, well, the 5th is a nice, just a brief, you know, when the weather starts warming up, that's when everybody starts getting excited about cycling again. So we have an ode to the old ride of the Flint Hills Death Ride. We have the Flint Hills Undead Death Ride, April 5th, and that's a completely free ride down in Madison, and it's just an out and back if you want it to be, or you can do the old route from the Flint Hills Death Ride. And then that kind of gets people jazzed and gets people ready for the next week. We have, leading into that week, Friday night in America's, the April 11th is a big night. We have a lot of the things planned at Harry and Lloyd's. Mike Phillips there has been awesome for us and awesome to support the event. And we have a pasta feed that benefits the Project Playscape there in town. We have two different group rides that are about 15 miles, so even then they're free. So anybody can come out and ride those also. And their rides, we have the Axe Shed is bringing out their mobile axe trailer into America's that night. We'll have tons of music, and we'll have up to 700 people coming in from out of town that night. So we will definitely be known. The presence will be there on Friday.
Speaking of that, Bobby, when you look at, you know, all the people coming in, and they come in from across the country, this is now, what is it, like the second biggest cycling event across the state in just such a short period of time, less than 5 years to get to that mark, and it's even held that status for a couple of years now. What type of accommodations are you guys making here for the cyclists that come in from maybe not, say, Lyon County or neighboring counties, but from a much longer distance?
Yeah. Well, we're very fortunate, of course, that Americus is 10 miles from Emporia. And Emporia, we definitely can put lots of heads in the beds for the hotels here. We do have use of camping out there, the RV campgrounds. We have a lot of campers that come to town. Airbnbs are still wildly popular. There are a few Airbnbs that pop up in Americus that weekend. And we're fortunate to have restaurants galore. I mean, you have the Rolling Hills Bar and Grill there in Americus. You have Heron Lloyd's in Americus. Saturday, we'll have food trucks in Americus. We have homegrown coffee coming from Lebo to Americus that morning. And then, of course, in the great restaurants that we have here in Emporia. So it definitely benefits the town of Emporia, the town of Americus. Lebo's bringing out the coffee trailer, so... it's become, quite a real regional event.
Well, is there still room to sign up for any of the activities, Bobby?
I will always have room for you to sign up. Even if we get to the 750-person cap, local riders will always, and local riders will always be able to, we'll have room for you, absolutely, 100%.
How do they do that?
They can sign up at discovergravel.com. There's a link for Flint Hills Gravel, and you click it, and it takes you to the registration page.
Easy enough.
And if you can't find the right link to click, just call Bobby Thompson, and I'll get you in there.
One other question here, Bobby, is you know, we mentioned here about the growth of the event. You know, you mentioned the cap, but you know, you've just also kind of opened up just a little bit for the cap to move up a little bit more. But how what do you see here as playing into the growth of the event in such a short period of time, and how gratifying is it for you to see Americus become really a cycling hub in the spring?
It's really cool to see Americus kind of blow up that day. We are very careful to try to not step on the town's foot because it is a smaller town. But it is a lot of fun to see it come in. And then that night, what's been the most rewarding for me is usually Saturday night, I head on over to, I finally get to relax just a little bit. I'm exhausted and head on over to Harry and Lloyd's. And that local bar for that town is wonderful. And the people who just come up and say thank you and that they love the event in town. And it's a very, very rewarding experience for sure.
Well, it's certainly exploded in popularity, no doubt about that, and keeps getting bigger and keeps getting better. Thanks, Bobby. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate y'all.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah,
Bobby Thompson talking about Flint Hills Gravel Ride and Run coming up in April. Chuck?
All right. And tomorrow's newsmaker goes from cycling to fundraising as we bring Barb Turnus-Lowry in to talk about St. Patrick's Committee fundraising activities for that newsmaker at 7:20. We're full all this week, and we're starting to fill up next week as well. So let us know if you have something that you want on the schedule. 620-342-1400.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette again. And trusted news since 1895. It is 7:33, 41 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Needing to consolidate debt or make improvements to your home? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union.